clues? Who's this? Who's that?
18-year-old Daphne Page left school shortly after her son was born. The strict school schedule and early morning classes are difficult on a new mom, and she wanted to be near her son. She enrolled in the teen program at Decatur Area Technical Academy because it started later in the day and it offered daycare so girls could check on their infants regularly.
I didn't want to go to school all day and have to work all night because I needed some income. I had to have a job. So there was no way I was going to be able to go to school all day and go to work all night because I just couldn't have dealt with not being able to see him.
When the mothers-to-be and teen parent programs at the Technical Academy closed down last year, Daphne and dozens of other girls had no way to earn a high school diploma short of returning to traditional school, an unlikely option for dropouts. Some stopped pursuing their education altogether. Others, like Daphne, passed the GED. Dan Doherty was head of the teen and mothers-to-be programs. He says he understands the financially strapped school district's decision to drop the programs and save about $200,000, but he also says it's a real loss to the community and to the girls who would have benefited down the road.
It really starts to tug at your heart a little bit because of all the things, all the barriers that they have to go through. And the reaction here is, you know, how are we going to help these girls? How can we help them?
Doherty is assistant director at the Technical Academy. He says unless the school is awarded a state grant or gets private funding, there will be no help for many of the pregnant girls in need. There is one community program, Baby Talk, that was involved with teen parents at the Tech Academy and continues now to meet pregnant girls and some teen fathers at Decatur area high schools. Deb Wiedenhofer heads Baby Talk. She says it's important for pregnant teens and teenage parents to know there is support out there for them.
I do know that some of them, their families are not supportive. So in that regard, there is some sort of stigma attached. And I do know that with some, their friends feel like they just discovered that this friend of theirs got a disease, pregnancy, and so they pull away. They're afraid it's catching.
By providing a support group and helping teen moms deal with pregnancy through Baby Talk, Wiedenhofer says there's a greater chance girls will stick with school through their pregnancies. But there's still no option for girls who want to go to school and spend time with their infants, which Wiedenhofer says was one of the best parts of the Tech Academy teen program.
I think that it has made the girls choose either to stay in school and be separated from their babies or to drop out so they can be near their babies. So, I think that's what it's come down to. And, personally, I'm not so sure I wouldn't want to be near my baby as well and not be separated for extended periods of time.
That was the choice Daphne says she was forced to make, and it worked out well for her. She's employed and is going to Richland Community College to learn clerical skills. She wants to work for a lawyer. Both Wiedenhofer and Doherty consider her a success and a role model to other teen moms. But Daphne scoffs at that notion.
There's just more and more teenagers keep getting pregnant. And I wish that everybody would just, wise up and just stop, because I know how hard it is. And it just kind of disgusts me that somebody can't, find a way to help. I mean, I know it's our fault, but if they want everybody to finish school, they need to figure out something. Mm-hmm. Because, it's just like they're just pushing people out of school. That's what it seems like to me.
The Decatur school superintendent did not return repeated requests for an interview. I'm Allie Kawa, AM 580 News.